Oh, he's in the bedroom. Speaking of, that's actually kind of why we invited you over today. No, nothing bad. It's just, you know how you're always ranting about how disgusting you find the cuckold kink and how men who enjoy being cucks are feminine disappointments that have tiny dicks and can't please a woman? Well, it's easier if I just show you. Follow me.
Hi, baby.
He wanted to come clean. And you can leave right now if you want. Or you can see why some people might be into this sort of thing. Your call. He's fully clothed, so we wouldn't be exposing you to anything super inappropriate. Though I did tie him down and gag him just because that's fun, and it also means that he can't talk back. Not that he would really want to. Every time you go into a rant about how worthless cucks are, gets kind of turned on by it. And then he comes home to me, and we fuck and we talk about everything you said, and I degrade him for being, well, a sorry excuse for a man, like you always say. Thought might take it a step further. Let you know what an inspiration you've been to us in the bedroom. And for that, you deserve a reward and to maybe expand your horizons. And to know the truth about your best friend. We always talk about that when we fuck. How you would be so disgusted with him that you might even call off the friendship altogether. So, is that how you feel? Now that you're here and it's real. I mean, it only works if you have trust in your partner. He knows that I don't want anyone other than him romantically. And it's not that I need anyone else sexually, it's just exciting. Kind of like swingers. Couldn't help but notice that you haven't left yet, and you're not saying no. And we've maybe noticed you staring at me before. Don't get me wrong, the clothes I wear around the house are indeed very comfortable. But they also are things that he thought might turn your head, to say the least. I know you want to fuck your best friend's whore girlfriend in front of him. Prove what a better man you are than him. Just no kissing. I don't think you'd want to, considering how many times my lips have been on his dick, but just setting that one boundary. You can do pretty much anything else to me. Just know that if I at any point can't speak, my safe word is three taps. And my verbal safe word is pineapple. Which is kind of ironic because swingers party. But I might also use red as a safe word, yellow as a partial safe word, so if I need you to slow down or pause. And then green as, if you want to see how I'm handling it, you You ask my color, and if I say green, it means I am loving. Sound good? Do you have any boundaries we should know about before we get started? Yeah, you're fine as long as you're not the one getting cucked, huh? Well, that works out perfectly because he is clearly loving this. Look at how big his eyes are. Drinking it in. Me chatting up his best friend right in front of him. Me being the one to expose his deep, dark secret. He's fucking loving this. And you don't even have to look at him if you don't want to. I'd hate to have someone as disgusting as him ruin our mood. But isn't it kind of sexy knowing that he gets to see you defile me? And even worse, I want it. Well, he's stuck in that chair. Why don't you join me on the bed, handsome? And you'll finally get to do more than just imagine me. You like what you see? I knew you would. You're always staring at my chest. Are they big enough for you? Don't look at him. Just focus on me. After all, he's not worth anyone's time or attention, right? Just a worthless fucking cuck. You want to see something better than my tits? A little whore like me loves spreading her legs for handsome men. Handsome men that give off big dick energy. Real men that would never, ever be okay with being a cuck. Especially real men that would never ask to be cucked by their best friend. Who would never get hard from the thought of it. Who would never come home and make love to their girlfriend, talking about how their best friend would be so disgusted by him. How it turns him on so much knowing how badly his best friend wants his girl. And how much he wants it too. Come on, you can touch it. You can touch it, lick it, you can smack it if you want. Use me like the good little whore I am. I showered right before you got here so I'd be nice and fresh for you. So it's almost like he's never even fucked me before. We could pretend that you're taking my virginity before he even ever got to first base with me if you want. Why don't you take your pants off? Show me what a big dick you're working with. Oh, his cock is tiny. But look, he's still pitching a tent over there. You're just loving this, aren't you, you pathetic little cucky? Loving watching your best friend play with your girlfriend. Loving being ignored half the time. left fully clothed, tied up and gagged in that chair. Can't even touch yourself. Just forced to watch. Don't worry. He loves this. But by the end, he'll have a big old pre-cum stain on his pants. That's my goal anyway. Oh, wow. It's even bigger than I thought. Oh, my God. Now this is what a real man looks like. It's been so long since I've been fucked by a real man. Not some pathetic cucky who wishes someone else were fucking me instead. I don't need a warm up. Can't you see how wet I am for you? My pussy gets ready so quickly when I'm anticipating something good. You don't need to use protection. You're the only person we've ever actually attempted to do anything like this with. Every other time it's just watching porn or fantasizing about it. Never actually taking action. Little Cucky's too much of a coward. Which is why I had to do it for him. With his permission and consent and discussion beforehand, of course. Yeah, we haven't been fucking anyone else for the past 3 years. And we both know we're clean. We get STD checks every year just in case. And I'm on birth control, so we don't have to worry about pregnancy, but it would be a real shame if I missed my pill one of these days. You know, if I got sick of being chained in a relationship with a pathetic excuse of a man. If I wanted a real man's sperm inside me. If I wanted to get pregnant from a real man. Have his babies. Dump my stupid cuck boyfriend and make him pay child support. Or stay with him, because why would you want to stick with a whore like me? Force him to raise them as our own, but always secretly knowing that of course they'd never be his kids. You like that idea, don't you? Why don't I turn over where you can hit it deep from the back? And spread for you. Go ahead. I'm waiting. So is my pathetic, worthless boyfriend. I can't wait to see your cock slide inside me. My pussy's so wet for you. Wetter than it's ever been from him. So big it's probably gonna tear me open. Got so used to his tiny little shrimp dick. But I'll be able to come from penetration. Oh, your big cock will hit all the right spots, won't it? Oh, finally. You're taking so long, I thought you were gonna back out. You don't need to be gentle, though. I've already told you I'm a whore, right? I don't act like one, but any cuck would have to be dating a whore to want to fuck another man in front of him. Isn't that right? Oh, fuck.
Oh. Fuck, baby, his cock is so much bigger than yours. It feels so good. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. So deep inside me. I didn't even know my pussy went this deep. Oh. Oh, so this is what it feels like to be satisfied. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're such a perfect bowl. Oh, fuck, nothing would sting quite as much as his best friend fucking his girlfriend. Oh, but you're loving this, aren't you, baby? Oh, look at how you're squirming, you pathetic little bitch. Oh, you wish this was you, huh? Fucking me with a big dick. Poor little cucky. Oh, fuck me harder. You big bad bull, come on and ruin me. Oh, yes, fuck. Stretch my pussy out so that he can never use it again. It'll be too big for his tiny little shrimp stick. His poor little cocky cock. It'll never grip him as tight as it's gripping you. It'll never be as wet for him. It'll never go as deep. Oh, fuck. I was right about you hitting all the right spots. Oh, holy shit, I've never felt this good just from penetration. You didn't even warm me up. Better than you in every fucking way. Oh, I don't think I can ever go back to him after this. After having a real man fuck me. I'm never gonna go back to that sorry excuse. Fuck. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're hitting just the right spot inside me. Oh, it feels so good. So fucking hard. Oh, fuck. That's the best orgasm I've had in 3 years. Oh my god, and you're not even stopping. Fuck it. Breed me like a good bull. Breed me. And then we can have babies. And we can have babies like a real man should. Oh, real men deserve to get whores like me pregnant. Oh, they deserve to have their lineage carried on. And I won't let them fuck me after this, so we'll know that it's yours. We won't even need a test for it. I could never go back to a shrimp-dicked loser cuck like him. Oh, fuck. Oh, breed me. Breed me, please. Please. Can't you feel how my pussy is clutching so tight around you? and still pulsing from the pleasure. Oh, I'm trying to milk you of all your cum. Oh. Shooting inside of me. There's thick ropes of gum. Oh, fuck. This might make a mess, but I just have to show my sweet little cuck boyfriend how good my pussy looks with your cum spilling out of it. Real man's cum dripping out of my bare pussy. Yeah, you like that feel? Let me bend over and spread my ass so you can see it better. Oh, fuck, does it look good, baby? Bet you'd eat it out of me if you could, huh? Too bad you're all gagged and tied up. Oh, fuck. Fortunately for you, even if you did eat this cream pie out of me, it wouldn't turn you into a man like he is. It'd just make you even more worthless. But you already know that, which is why you submit. You already know that you were never a real man to begin with. That's why the best you can get is being a poor, stupid, little cucky loser. How are you doing, handsome? You feeling okay after blowing that big load deep inside me? You don't have to get the appeal of being a cuck, but you surely get the appeal of being the one doing the cocking now, right? I knew you would. Oh, and I was right about something else, too. Oh, a pathetic little pre-cum stain right through his pants. He really is pathetic. Maybe we'll have to do this over and over and over until he's too ashamed to get turned on by it anymore. What do you say? Will you be my big bad breeding bull? Help me remind this stupid little cuck of his rightful place. I was hoping you'd say yes.